Possibly. We'll look at it at game time. I haven't decided yet, so we'll see. Some, Mietinen and possibly in flood in, not sure yet. So that's what we'll try and decipher here today. I'll give it a little bit of thought. So we'll see. The deciding factor?
Well, no, like, what, you know, you've gone 12-6 for quite a while, and then, like, did you think your defense got worn out a little bit against Philly, and maybe it'd be good to spread those minutes out with another guy?
I thought that was one of the factors, because I'd give that some thought. The other thing is Mark Flood has been real good for us, and he hasn't played in 6 weeks at least, so that's another concern, you know, potentially that, you know. The other thing is it Mietinen, is it Fair, you know, which one, and which one should it be, and why, and do you need four lines, or are you playing four lines, you know, are you able to get away with 10 forwards and or 11 forwards and 7 Ds, you know, like how much you're playing your four lines. If you just, so those are all factors that I'm looking at.
I know that you don't get involved in the management type of thing, and you coach who you have.
Right.
But would one of the factors potentially be that if Chevy decided to move a D-man, you'd like prior to Monday or on Monday, you'd like to have had Flood up and running again?
No? It's not my anticipation. I'm not doing it for that purpose, anticipation. It's been, after you've been out for a long time, it's just, you get a little stale. So how much can we keep going? I'd like to get him in the game. That's my, more the purpose of it. I'm not anticipating this and that, and that's why I'm staying ahead of moves like that. So that'd be something you guys would read into it or whatever, but it wouldn't be something that comes from me.
Talk a bit about Flood's unique situation. It's not the textbook way to develop a young team.
Well, he's not that young, first of all, but he's been through, he's young to the NHL, but he's been around, and he's, you know, you have to give him full marks. He's really played well here. He's come into the situation and really hasn't missed a beat. His game has been really consistent, and usually you don't see that. Usually you see a tail off, so he's been good. I think he's happy to be here, and I think he'd like to play as well, but I think he knows the process, so I've spoken to him quite a bit about that. We just have to wait and see what takes place. And, you know, right now we have Bogosian that's out and still not a player tonight. You know, we're hoping that that comes sooner than later. It's getting to be a little longer than we think, you know. But so right now we've got 7 healthy defensemen.
And the reason Flood has stayed here and not gone to play a big role, I think, is the fear of not clearing?
Possibly, yes, you know. Possibly, yes, that you might lose him, and you've invested some time in him. It's been a year and a half or over that now in him, and he looks like he's proving that he's an NHL defenseman. So I think that that would be the fear, you know. That, but I can't speak for management. You know, that would be my fear. Well, you know, like when you give up 55 shots, so you're wearing your defenseman down and your goalie. I mean, so, you know, maybe I should dress 3 goalies. You know, but I mean, you know, like we're trying to manage our rest and our recovery systems a bit so that we have energy, you know, as a, like when you play, there's always different scenarios, but when you play 11 forwards, that gives you an opportunity to double shift wingers, and most players play better when they play more in the game, so that can help them too, you know, as you're sitting there saying, well, that kind of really throw some things off. So you can play 3 lines plus 1, or you can play 4 lines and add a guy and play him more and double him up and stuff like that, and that gets rhythm going there. So there's different ways of looking at it. You go with 7 Ds, you know, who is that 7th? Is he specifically a power play guy? You know, like, so these are all things. We don't have that scenario, but like a Bergeron, for example, in Tampa Bay, you know, at one time he was playing a lot on power play, and a lot of times, you know, he's played more 5-on-5, but that's the way they used him. I'm not sure that we would do it completely like that.
I think you said, I'm not just saying that, when you talked about your team being in the playoffs a long time ago, at the time you said, I'm not just saying it because I'm the coach, I'm saying it because I believe it, and I've kind of stuck my neck out, or I think was what you said at the time. When you look back to when you first made that assessment, you thought that this team could make the playoffs, is this where you thought you'd be? Like, you know, fighting?
No, I didn't think we'd be deeper in. I thought it'd be hard. It's hard. It's hard to get above the line. Almost half the teams don't make it. It's not easy to get there, stay there, and be consistently there, whether it's the Detroits or the Nashvilles. It's not an easy task. And I didn't think that it would be easy. I thought it'd be really a tough task to get there and stay there, and I thought we'd be in this battle just like this. I didn't know how it would go, but you know, up, down, all over. But I did anticipate it would be like this.
The term development and long-term plan gets thrown around a lot with this club, this organization. Is it important to the development of how much would it help Kane, Bogosian, all those guys to get in and experience playing in the playoffs? Because it's completely different now. And then, you know, once you're in,
well, yeah, to answer your question the different ways, but it's, to me, the value of making the playoffs is really important for a number of reasons I'll explain in a second. The other thing, it's not only making the playoffs. To me, the value of making the playoffs is winning a round in the playoffs. That's really the important part of it. If you can, that's no easy task. And that's the lessons you want your young players to learn. Great, now that we have made it, if that happens, can we win around? Because my experience tells me is that when you, the lesson of learning how to win around the playoffs really builds momentum, it builds self-esteem in your team, and then your team starts to take hold and starts to go then. But the difference in the playoffs from the regular season is that it's the emotional level that the teams get to, and the teams that are experience it at reaching the playoffs and getting there, that's the experience that they have that helps them. When we played, when I was in Columbus as an assistant coach, we played Detroit in the first round. We lost 4 straight games. We couldn't reach their emotional level. It was night and day. It was like, oh my God, what is this? They turned it up to a level we couldn't match for 3 games, and then the third game, it was 5-5 right till a minute and a half, and we got too many men, and boom, they scored to make it 6-5. But the emotional level was the thing that I'd noticed the most. And we had not had enough experience in the playoffs as an organization, and that's where it really reared its ugly head. And it showed. And to me, so that's why if you can get through not only getting in, but winning a round. I mean, you want to win all the rounds, but at least that value, if you can get that.
Have you spoken to Hitch this week?
No.
Will you?
Probably. I'll see him when he gets here. No, there's no thing there. I mean, he's a really good coach, obviously. He's done a really good job in St. Louis. I mean, you know, that team's really taken off, and, you know, he's really tightened the bolts, and I know what type of game that he's going to play. It'll be a tough game. They have weight. They've got a lot of different things. They've got speed, skill. You know, I don't want to look past tonight's game, but when you're talking about St. Louis, that matchup, we're gonna see what a real team checks like. Not a real. There's other teams to do that too. But how hard it is to play in games like that. We're gonna have to really have our A game going in that game because we're gonna get checked. They'll manage the puck well, and you know they haven't had the success the last little while that they've had earlier. But it'll still be a hard game. They'll be coming in here ready to go. You know, they don't have him and Kubina and Downey's not that big but plays hard, you know, so no, not really. We've got to focus on playing our game. You know, we are what we are. We've got to find ways to win this game. And you know, if we take these guys lightly, which I don't anticipate we will, that'll be a big mistake. And if we think that because they don't have LeCavalier and they don't have 3 guys that they've traded and haven't got anybody back, that's going to be a big mistake. They've just won 3 straight, so we're going to have to play a good game. And, you know, I know that they've got a lot in that one line, but those are the times when you find ways to win. And you know, we've done that. We've been in those shoes before, and we found ways to win with less. So we should know that lesson from the way we've experienced it.
You mentioned Kubina being gone, too. I know 7 teams really
Well, that's part of your game plan a lot of times is target certain players. But it depends on your team. I don't know that we have a real physical team, but I thought we did a really good job against Colorado at being more physical in that game, and that was something we wanted to do. So it was, you know, it was an easy sell, you know, the way that we sold it to them. And players recognized that that would help us. I thought we got away from it against Colorado in the second period, but sometimes you have to try to take players out of the game, you know, or push them out of the game if that's your tactic, you know, if that's the team you have, if that's what you've got, do you have a check line to do that? But on the other hand, teams are doing it to you too. So it's no different than watching teams play against the little line. Well, as you have more success, you're going to draw more attention. And now the real test is, are you going to be able to play through what they're bringing? So, but players know those things, and that's just the push and pull that you get from either your game plan or the other players. And you know, the players talk amongst themselves too. They pretty much know what has to take place versus other guys. And like Stamkos got 42 goals, pretty dangerous player. But, you know, he's faced all kinds of guys trying to play hard against him. Wouldn't only be us, you know, so. And he's been able to manage 42 goals, so obviously he doesn't get pushed out of any games. Yeah, he is out there too long. And we'd like to see that change, but that's all part of the process, you know. We're trying to, you know, like you have to recognize also with Dustin is, you know, sometimes he's tired at the end of the shift and he sees an opportunity to help his teammates create offense and then he takes that opportunity, then it ends up too long and, you know, that's the risk that he takes, you know. Where do you draw the line, you know? Pull him back and then he doesn't, you know, that might lead to a goal for and might be the difference changer, and then if you pull that out now that opportunity doesn't exist, so where are you with that? You just hope that you can find a balance. I mean, if you want to start micromanaging every guy's shifts and where he's at there, you got to kind of deal more on their responsibility areas and the value that the team's looking for from him and what he brings. So yeah, I think that some of the shifts are too long. I don't know if you live with it. You try to sort it out and help him manage it within our team. You have to answer to your players, your teammates, and the staff, and everybody. So you can't just go up and play, you know, with a total green light and do what you want. I mean, that doesn't function.
What's the question most for Enstrom's game this year? Last one.
Well, he's been pretty consistent, you know. Well, I'll tell you what I really like about him is that he has great... He has great deception in his game. Like, he is really evasive. He can look like he's going to put a backhand pass. He's got pressure on him. He comes out, hangs onto the puck, makes a pass up the middle of the ice. To me, that deception he has is really good. That's what I like a lot of what he does. You know, it's not a very big guy, but he sneaks out of traffic. He sneaks out of big hits, still makes the play, and he gets targeted every game. So I think it's his hockey sense, really, his deception in his game. That's what I really like about his game. He does it all over the place. Thanks, guys.